Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Rarity and the Curious Case of Charity, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, written by G.M. Barrow and read by Tracy Petrillo. Chapter 1. A Pony of Prominence. The mail in Equestria could be unreliable, but the Ponyville Post had an especially poor reputation for punctuality. In fact, it was one of the slowest post office branches around. It didn't matter what sort of parcel a pony was sending. It could be a birthday card to a friend, a thank you note to the host of a fabulous event in Canterlot, or even a shipment of silky skirts to a boutique in Nay Mexicult, and it would take ages. But even though she was well aware of its slowpoke track record, Rarity couldn't understand why she still hadn't received the letter yet. The letter that would solidify her status as a pony of prominence in modern equestrian fashion. It just didn't make a stitch of sense. Rarity had applied to the House of Outrageous and Opulent Fashion, HOOF, summer mentorship program months ago, and still hadn't heard a peep. At the time, she had been positive she was going to be accepted as a mentor. Why wouldn't they want a pony like her? Rarity had designed for princesses, pop stars, and the Canterlot elite. Why, there was no pony more perfectly suited to guide a young, impressionable designer through the world of fashion and fabulosity. At the very least, she could teach a young pony how to achieve the perfect mane curl, she thought as she inspected her own purple locks in the mirror. Rarity trotted over to steal a glance out the front window of the carousel boutique. She imagined that she was the main character in a storybook called Rapunzel. She was a forlorn damsel locked in a tower with only her flowing, spectacular mane for company. Rarity wasn't trapped in the carousel boutique, but she did feel hopeless, just like the story's heroine. Where was her letter? The mailbox out front was adorned with glittering yellow gems. It was really quite pretty, as beautiful as something could look on the outside. Rarity still believed that what was on the inside counted more, especially in this case. Would it be another empty mailbox day, or would her precious, fate-altering letter be there? There was no way to know for sure, but Rarity had a dreadful feeling about it. Just dreadful. She probably shouldn't even bother going outside and checking. She should probably just stay inside and work. She trudged down the stairs as if she were headed back to the mines.